Psalm 67. We've been, at least when I've been speaking this summer, we've had some texts from Isaiah, some from the Psalms. It's kind of fun to consider these psalms that are written, praising God in different ways, reminding us of who He is in different ways. Today, the psalm is 67. There's no specific event that we're pointed to as a context for this psalm. There's no particular author that we're pointed to either that wrote the psalm. It just says it's for the director of music with stringed instruments. We've had some of those this morning. That's kind of nice, right? A psalm, a song sung to God. In this psalm, as we hear at the beginning of it, we hear a reference to, we hear an allusion to the Aaronic blessing, Aaron, the first high priest. We call it that because he was given this blessing to give to the people. It's one that's familiar to us. It comes from the book of Numbers. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace." This was the way that Aaron was instructed to bless the people. And so as we begin this psalm, we hear the words spoken there, and especially as we think about the theme of blessing, this is the way that priests would bless the nation. So as we hear this psalm this morning, I'll invite you to stand as I read Psalm 67 this morning. Psalm 67, reading in Jesus' name. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us so that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise You, God. May all the peoples praise You. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You rule the peoples who with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise You, God. May all the peoples praise You. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear Him. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this psalm written to praise You. And as we praise You with these words, we think about, we learn about You, we reflect on who we are in our relation to You as well. And we reflect on what You would have us to be in this world also. We pray that You would guide us as we consider this psalm this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, and I want to invite any of the kids that want to come up to the front here. All right, we got a few more, I think. Yeah, they're coming up. Okay, come on up. Finding your own way to sit up here up at front, huh? Ooh, where are you going? Whoops, which way? All right, there we go. Okay, welcome to the front here, guys. Hey, have you guys ever heard the word blessing? Bless? Have you ever heard that? What do you say after, you have heard it sometime? Oh, I just said it a few times, didn't I? You maybe have heard it other places too, right? What do you say after somebody sneezes?
Bless you.
Bless you, yeah. You might say, God bless you, bless you. Why do we say that? Anybody have any idea? I don't know. There are some different stories about why we might say that. I don't know for sure which ones are true, but we say the word bless there. Do we even think about what that word means if we say it after somebody sneezes? Probably not. We just probably say it out of habit, right? Do you guys know what the word bless means? Or blessing? What do you think?
I think that the word blessing or bless means like give something good to them.
Give something good.
Like, let's say you were given, I'm going to use the word blessing in a sentence.
Uh-huh. Okay, if you're given a blessing from someone, you might be thinking it's a blessing because it was something good that helped you, right? Yeah, that's a good thought. A blessing often, it certainly is something good. We might think of something that's given to us. Sometimes blessing in the Bible is talked about God providing for needs. In the moment, I'll give you these, and I've got a picture of kind of some fields. You might think of good crops Most of us aren't farmers. We don't think about it on those levels these days. We think of maybe other ways that we get food. Maybe we have enough money to buy the food that we need. Things like that, right? Well, at its core, blessing starts with, it's good, it's good. It starts with speaking something good to or about someone. And then as a result of that, sometimes when a blessing is spoken, somebody like God is able to actually make those good things happen. So we might think about blessing in those ways. First of all, it's God saying something good to or about us. We might say good things to or about God too. And so in a sense, we might bless Him. We don't have anything to give Him, but we can bless Him with our good words about Him. So that's kind of something for us to think about as we think about blessing and what it means to bless. All right. Do you want to hand some of those out for me? All right. Do you want to hand those out? All right. We got a few people over here. You can go this way. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up. All right. Looks like everybody's got one. There we go. All right. Thank you, guys. You want to give me one back, a couple back? Okay. I'll wait till later to color them. I won't do that right away. What do we think of, as I already started talking to the kids about a little bit, what do we think of when we think of the word blessing or bless? There are a couple of songs that I don't know very well. I've heard them on the radio. I don't listen to it that much. Some of you might be more familiar with them. They're kind of newer songs. Maybe they're not all that new. I don't know. Like I said, I don't listen to the radio that much. But there's one that says, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Anybody fill in one of those out there? I don't know. Maybe you guys know. Nobody wants to say it, do you? I don't know what it calls. It just lists some things that we're blessed with, right? Count Your Blessings was another one I was hearing recently, too. And it talks about the different things that we have that we're given. You can count your blessings. So I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I count my blessings. You know, as we think about blessing, we think about good things that we have. And that tends to come to our mind when we're thinking of blessing, of being blessed. We have a desire to be blessed. If somebody says, would you rather be blessed or cursed? Well, I think that would be an easy answer. We'd rather blessed, right? We think of blessing as something good. We would like to be blessed. What does it mean, though? One of the things that, as I think about giving a blessing, one of the humorous things that comes to my mind, I think about, if you've seen The Fiddler on the Roof, the question is asked, is there a blessing for the Tsar? You know, the emperor of Russia. Is there a blessing for the Tsar? Yes, the Lord bless and keep the Tsar far away from us. Right? We might think that way too about government sometimes, right? Bless and keep them far away from us. Right? What is a blessing, though? What is blessing? Well, as we think about it in terms that kind of frame it in for this psalm or other places, as we think about blessing, it's good maybe to think about a contrast, first of all. We might think about blessing as good things, but if we think about good things, we're contrasting it with bad things. If everything that we had was good, then blessing in the sense of good things would really have almost no meaning, because it would just describe the things that are. But we think of blessing of speaking well or giving good things to people in contrast to the alternative, to things that are not good. As we think about, if we're thinking on the level of things that we have, or maybe it's not material things, but good health, good things like that, if we're thinking on that level, then there's a contrast that easily comes to mind. We might think of sickness as something that is contrasted with blessing. We might think of hard work. Hard work can sometimes be really good. God has given us those things to do. And yet, sometimes hard work is too much for us. And so a blessing might be a contrast with hard work that's just overburdened on us. Think about breaking down in your car on the side of the road. That's not really what we think of when it comes to blessing. We don't want the car. Broken promises sometimes. Just a broken pencil. I'm writing. Oh, my pencil broke. Oh, now what am I going to do? Got to get a different pencil to write with. Might think of theft, things being stolen from us, or bad people, interactions we have with people that are negative interactions, can't trust people, some of those kinds of things. In reality, if we started thinking on those lines, we would get to no end of, and we would lack no means of thinking of what an absence of blessing might mean. From little things, like a broken pencil or a little bit of car trouble on the road, or bigger car trouble on the road, to really big things, like sicknesses that hound us for years and years. There's no end to the things that we could think of along those lines. There's abundant examples of no blessing in our world, of a lack of blessing. We might even use the word curse to think about this, especially as we think about speaking, as we think about blessing being a good word spoken to or about someone. On the other side of that, we have curse, a bad word spoken to or about someone. And we think about the curse that was given by God even to this world, to humanity, because of the disobedience in the Garden of Eden. The curse that is there. Blessing, in the extreme, in the biggest sense of the word, is a reversal of that curse. The opposite of curse that's on this world. A blessing can mean all of the things that are good that God can provide. A reversal of the curse, good things in this life. Now, it's easy for us to say that we're blessed, that we have blessing when things are going well. When we have those things, you know, I'm so blessed. I count my blessings, all of those things. You know what? It's not wrong to count those blessings, those good things that God gives. The reality is that we might also be blessed sometimes, even if things are going wrong. When God is with us in those times, we are also blessed because God is with us, because He gives us life. This psalm is a prayer for blessing, beginning with, as I mentioned, the words of that Aaronic blessing from Numbers as it was given. So it brings it to mind, that thought of God wanting to bless His people. But then the theme changes very quickly from us, from His people, to something else, to someone else. Not just for us, not even mainly for us are we asking for God's blessing. Not, may God bless us so that we can live long in the land the Lord our God is giving us, but for this reason, speaking to God, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Think about the desire for blessing in that way, in that mindset. A desire for blessing, not for me, but for you, for others. The next few verses continue this theme. In fact, in the central section of this psalm, the first and last verse of the central section are repeated like a chorus. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. And in between that, it's focused down. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. It's great to be thankful to God. It's great to be able to appeal to God. It's great to know where blessing comes from. It's great to know that for ourselves, but what a difference in attitude as we start to think about that in terms of other people. Last week, about a week ago, as I was driving with my family out of a small town, Absorkey, Montana, We came around a bend. The speed limit had gone up from 25 to 35. Now it was 45 miles an hour. And I was pulling up to 45 miles an hour. I look ahead. I know the speed limit's going to up to 65 in a little bit. But I'm driving along at 45 miles an hour. I look in my rearview mirror, and I see this motorcycle coming up fast. As he came around that bend, I knew he was already going over 70. I wasn't even up to the 65, and he was going 70. And as he zoomed by us, Mandy got startled. She didn't realize he was coming. Everybody, it was kind of loud, and boom, just shot on past us. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy's going 70, at least 75 maybe on this two-lane road. It's not really safe. And so I'm thinking, oh man, this is just so annoying when people do that. And what could stop that? What could stop him from doing that? Well, a few miles ahead, we see a patrol car and some flashing lights. And now we didn't see who was in front of him, but I had a guess who might have been in front of that patrol car. And sure enough, as we come up, there's the motorcycle sitting in front of the patrol car, and he got pulled over. I'll have to admit, I was kind of happy to see that that was that motorcycle pulled over for that. Now, I don't feel very bad, about feeling happy that he got pulled over. I think that was okay. But you know what? Sometimes, do we ever get other kinds of thoughts other than hopefully he gets pulled over and learns something? Actually, he might not have learned anything from being pulled over. I don't know. But what could be worse? What's the alternative for him to learn a lesson other than pulling over? If that's my desire, is that he learn a lesson because he really needs to, what's the alternative? Well, an accident, right? What would have my thought have been if I saw him, spun off the road, on the side of the road? Ah, yeah, he learned his lesson. Would that be a good thought to have? No, I have a feeling that would be a bad thought to have, right? But sometimes, do we have those thoughts? Now, that's speeding on a motorcycle. Unsafe, but not necessarily really bringing harm to people, but we can think of times where people really do bring harm to others, do evil things. What about those things? As we see people around, as we think about people around us, as we think, maybe we think in groups, in terms of groups of people that are maybe near us, maybe farther away, maybe it is nations of the world that we think about doing evil things. Do we care about them? Do we just want them to learn the lesson? Or do we have the desire that God has, and we hear resonating in this psalm, wishing for the nations to be glad and sing for joy because of knowing God and what He does, ruling with equity, guiding the nations, those who turn to Him? It's easier to wish destruction on evil people, isn't it? And I'm not going to say they're not evil. Many are. I mean, we have that core inside of us too. We have the evil things that we ourselves do. So we know there's evil. But as we look for blessing, we'd like blessing for ourselves. Are we selfish enough to desire it just for us? Or does this resonate with us? Does God work in us so that the desire we have for our blessing would be that it would work out to others, so that not only could they turn towards Him, but they might see that the blessing that we have received might show them and point them to God, that we can share that with them? And we think about all nations. We might have different thoughts about different nations and what their character is. We can think about the people in Iran. We can think about Russia. We could think about Chad. There are different peoples there. We could think about other, maybe more friendly nations we think of. France, Canada, maybe right here in the United States. And we think of different people among us too. People that we might see as different. We might see as having problems in different ways. Maybe not. Maybe we just don't know them. Maybe that's all it is. We might think of immigrant communities. We might think of different political views than our own. It's easy to think about them in terms of evil sometimes, right? Different religions. Different cities. Well, I think in Burnsville, in our some of the community pages, there are people that will say, you know, we don't want this to become Minneapolis. Maybe you've seen that. I think you know what they're talking about, right? Maybe there is a sense in which you might have the same sentiment. We might have that sentiment. We might see some problems. We might not be seeing the whole picture either sometimes, right? You understand the sentiment there. Maybe you share that sentiment. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have others about other places. Maybe Minneapolis is saying, we don't want to be Burnsville. You know, I don't know. Could be. Anyway, there are these different things that we look at others and we might have these attitudes of disagreement, of disgust, of even hate sometimes. But what is it that God wants to work in us? A care for others, that the blessing toward us would be towards them. And the psalm ends then with a repetition of the opening, a repetition of this theme. It kind of acknowledges God's blessing. I'm imagining that this was written in a time where the people were doing well, where they could feel the sense of the material blessing from God. And so the author says this, "The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear Him." Once again, it's not self-centered. It's a desire for other people to know Him. Has God blessed us? Well, by most measures, I think all of us here in many different ways would say, yes, God has blessed us. Are there ways where we lack? Oh, certainly there are. Do we ask for more blessing? Yeah, we probably do. If we do, we might ask the question, for what purpose? For whose purpose and benefit? Are we content if God has given us blessing to live out our days, to spend our time with family, enjoy God's gifts to us? Or, as the psalmist is writing here, do we look for more than that? Do we desire that the blessing that God has given to us would be used for others? It would be a testimony to others about God. The biggest blessing, if we have it, if we have the biggest blessing, we really don't need any other blessing other than that. The biggest blessing we can have is having Jesus and having what He did for us. If we have that, anything else is little. That doesn't even compare. Like a big boulder compared with sand on the seashore. If we have that boulder, you know, that sand doesn't do anything on that. Doesn't compare. If we have that and more, as God gives it, we praise God. We bless Him. We speak well of Him so that others will know and hear. Whether we are thankful for the blessings that God has given, or if there are ways that we are asking God for blessing, let's ask ourselves, what do we want with God's blessing? Can we pray along with the psalmist, as we know the one who gives blessing and blesses us, can we pray along with the author that we would be blessed so that others would know God and His blessing? Let's pray. Father, we thank You and praise You and bless You for the way that You work in this world. We thank You for Your blessings to us, the way that You speak well towards Your people. You give us Your gospel message of salvation in Jesus, and You give so much more. You give so many material blessings to all of us. Thank You for those, and we ask that You would work in the attitudes of our hearts so that our desire for those things that You give to us will turn into a desire to serve others, that the way that You work in our lives will shine into the lives of others so that they also will know You and praise You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.